everybody, and welcome back to Only Stupid Answers. This is the show where we answer your questions about movies, TV shows, comic books, strikes, and various other things. So we had previously recorded this episode prior to the strike, and then the strike happened, and a weekend passed. A lot of things have gone down. So the stuff we're going to be talking about, the Superman Legacy casting, we're going to be talking about the Emmys, all that stuff was recorded pre-strike, but of course we wanted to update our thoughts on the strike. Saying all that before I say my name is DJ Wooldridge. With me as always is Roxy Stryer. Hi, Roxy.
Fresh off of the picket line, DJ.
Woo! Oh, my goodness.
Here to represent that.
Oh, boy.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, I would love to hear something funny, Roxy. Lighten my mood, Roxy.
So I'm in like the like tightest, girliest white. Like my pants are the same as my top. Yeah. They've got neon on them. Like, yeah. Just like get up. And I had my hair in this high ponytail, like whatever it was, my earrings on, my nails are done. Mm-hmm. And I walk up to the strike today. And the tent that was on one side of the road, the first tent is the WGA one. And they see me from a mile away and they were like, yours is over there. Like,
yeah.
They, at this point, they're like, we know our SAG girlies and we know our WGA girlies.
Yes.
And you clearly are belong elsewhere.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was just like dying laughing because it's when you're walking with everybody, it's unbelievable how clear it is without looking at people's sign. That's a writer. That's an actor.
Yeah. That's a person who's paid to be in front of the camera. And this is a person that's not that. That's not.
It was amazing. Okay. Another fun anecdote from the strike today. And I
please
can tell
share.
You all about it. So I'm walking with a girlfriend of mine and there's one part, this is for the Fox lot. So on Pico, the entrance to the Fox lot is right there. So you have to keep walking back and forth where all the cars are driving through.
Yeah.
And so at one point she crossed the street and I didn't have time to cross the street. And the guy next to me, clearly a writer, said, would have been funnier if she got hit. And I was like, all right, paint the whole story for me. He's like, okay, the year is.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. Like the writers are, I mean, they've been doing this for so much longer than the actors. The writers are like telling stories on the walk. They're all just like, please, all we dream of is telling stories. They're just making things up. It was like, oh man, you guys have been out here for too long. Please get a good deal.
And I hope everybody out there is staying hydrated, put on that sunscreen, try and stay in the shade. Cause I had to help my mother-in-law move some stuff and I ended up being in the sun significantly longer than I anticipated.
No.
And it was not pleasant. So for everybody striking out there, just stay hydrated, put on that sunscreen, baby. Cause it is not cool outside. It is very hot.
Yeah, they actually, the strike was supposed to go longer today, but the places in the Valley, Disney lot, they were like, you can't strike for that long because people are going to get sick. It's so hot in the Valley.
Yeah, we don't want people dying. That would not be great. That would defeat the purpose. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that more, but listen, time to redo the business up top because we're redoing this intro. Of course, you can go to patreon.com/onlystupidanswers. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. If you're listening to Spotify, we ask a question every week. This might have been 2 weeks ago's question. What crazy stunt would you like to see Tom Cruise try next? Yeshua Zalewski said, I'd be excited/nervous to see Tom Cruise do an outer space related stunt. I think it'd have a different level of gravity, pardon the pun, than a lot of his stunts. Just wait, him and Doug Liman, they're working on it. So listen, we already talked about it a little bit, but let's just dive right in to news. We're talking about the SAG strike. So for people that are as immersed in this as we are, there is a writer's strike that's been going on since May, I believe. And now the SAG has also been in negotiation. Basically, the Writers Guild was in negotiations with AMTPPTPP. They were like, obviously I'm not a part of them. I'm not a part of any guild, not a part of any negotiations, but it seems like the sticking points are,